Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with David Kuntz, band director at Mid Prairie High School, about the jazz band's Division I rating received at state competition last weekend.
Tell us a little bit about that experience and the performance by your band.
Well, the number one thing about the experience was I was just so glad that we got to go, that we got to actually perform live at state jazz contest in front of an audience. It felt almost normal to do that. In a normal year, we would perform at many jazz events, and this is the only one other than home concerts. So it was just really great to get to do it. I was so thrilled. I was standing in front of my band performing at state jazz contest. They played really well, really proud of them, and I was just so happy that we were doing it. And yeah, we got to go.
We'll talk more about the COVID-19 impacts on the band and your performances throughout this school year, but let's kind of focus on the competition from the past weekend. Sure. A Division I rating. What kind of sense of pride does that give you and your students?
Well, I mean, especially with the challenges of this year and how we have to rehearse a bit differently to accomplish things. We are kind of traditionally used to getting a Division I rating at state jazz contests, and it was just a bonus this year to accomplish that with the added challenges of rehearsing in spread out conditions and just not normal situation where we get to really hear each other really well. When you're spread out, it's harder to hear the person sitting next to you, which is really important in a jazz band. And we handled that very well. I mean, we did well. We accomplished the kind of things I hope to accomplish at state jazz contest, with playing in tune with blend and balance and style and swinging and improvising and playing with good time and all the things it takes to play well at state jazz contest and to play jazz.
Walk us through a little bit about your performance. What kind of numbers did you guys do? How long did you get to play? How do they base their rating?
Well, you get about a time frame of 20 minutes to come on stage, play your tunes, and be done. So we typically play three tunes. We started with a classic swing tune, Things Ain't What They Used to Be, written by Mercer Ellington, Duke Ellington's son. I love Ellington, so anything Ellington is great, and it swings like crazy. We played a ballad featuring one of my senior students, Billy Madiabo, on trombone. A tune called I Should Have Known, written by Bob Washit, one of the founding fathers of jazz at UNI. A tough piece, really happy that we could play a very difficult piece very well. And our third tune was a kind of a funky tune called Slim Chickens by Chris Berg, and it was just a lot of fun. It was even a better piece than I thought it was going to be when I first kind of listened to it, and we just loved playing it. And our set featured a lot of people soloing, and one of soloing is kind of one of our specialties, jazz improvisation, and I have a lot of students who can improvise very well and did a lot of great solos. So we played well. We played with good style, good balance, good interpretation of the music, good intonation, good rhythm section, good improvisation, the things it takes to get a Division I rating at state jazz contest.
We alluded to the impacts of COVID-19 in terms of preparation and so forth. Did that play a role in terms of your selections?
No, it didn't really play a role in terms of the music I selected. I would say that I picked tunes that we would play even in absolute normal situations. It's just challenging for musicians if they're spread out to hear each other. I mean, normally a jazz band is pretty tight and the horn players are pretty close to the rhythm section so you can really hear the rhythm section. And the way we rehearse, I mean, we are taking up the whole band room and one side of my band is way far away from the other side. So it's just harder to hear each other. So you really have to do a lot of listening, a lot of like the horn players listening to the rhythm section and the rhythm section listening to the horns. And it's just more challenging to do music in general when you're farther apart from each other. Musicians like to be pretty tight in being able to hear each other and everything that each person is playing. So it's just more challenging if you have to spread out and be 6 feet apart.
You've been the Mid Prairie band director since 1999. Safe to say that 2020-21 school year has been your most challenging?
Without a doubt, it has been the most challenging year of my whole career. There's just been so many situations where we've had to set up differently. My concert band has rehearsed in a different room every day. We always have to set up and tear down and I mean, it has been the most challenging of years for every teacher in every grade level. And yes, it's definitely been the most challenging year by far.
But as evidenced by your jazz band's performance at state with the Division I rating, these guys have been up to the challenge?
Yes. I will always think of this as an extra special accomplishment because of that. And just how challenging the year has been to still accomplish the kind of things we do in a normal year is really special.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with David Kuntz, band director at Mid Prairie High School. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.